Hey, Linda, this is Courtney. I just had a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
When you start, let's say you've been in a practice for a couple years and, you know, things with reimbursement and everything have started going south with all the changes. And so you do implement and tell your providers that you want, or your docs, that you want to do a review to see where maybe things could be done more efficiently. And you start doing this process, and then the providers are like, oh, but Missy's been here for 12 years, and we don't want to upset her, and, you know, you've got the family atmosphere, or, you know, people start getting nervous about this process. So can you share some tips to kind of to help alleviate some of those stresses while you're doing this process?
Absolutely, Courtney. That is an excellent question, and trust me, you are not alone out there. And so what happens is when you will already kind of have some type of an idea of where you feel your processes are. So let's just say, for classroom purposes, let's just pretend that yours are the front desk. And, you know, yes, you know, Susie worked there since right out of high school, and she's been there 14 years, and she's so dedicated, and, you know, everything that you are saying absolutely is correct. Friends of the family, whatnot. So when you go and you talk to your doctors, what you're going to have to do is explain to them that, you know, you have been very concerned. You have noticed you have declining reimbursements, as they have noticed as well. And at a glance, you have performed some of these processes already, and you would like to go further into exploring these processes, and you want to start taking these steps. And when they start talking about, you know, Susie and who not, then what you need to do is ask the doctor, doctor, is it really okay to let Susie hold this practice hostage? We don't want to upset her, but in order for us to thrive and survive in these challenging times, we need to get her the education and the tools that she needs to develop her, but we're not going to know until we continue these processes. And so sometimes when they look at it that way, that, yeah, you know, we've had Susie here forever, and we're keeping her employed here kind of as a favor, but we need to evaluate her and see if she now meets the needs of our practice. So, you know, I've used that sometimes before. I'm like, you know, you're letting Susie hold this practice hostage and not allowing growth by not allowing her to fully assess her, get her the education and a chance to do better.
Right. And how do you alleviate the staff's anxiety?
With the staff anxiety, usually what I do is ask them to be a part of it, so that they feel that they're part of the team and that they don't get paranoid thinking that we are looking at them. So I interview the staff and tell them what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and that I need their help to tell me what they're seeing. Let their eyes be my eyes and come back with some recommendations, because sometimes they may feel that'll help take the spotlight off of them. And, you know, it could be that that 14-year employee says, you know, I really work hard trying to check everybody in and out, and the nurses and the doctor are yelling at me to get patients back faster, and I can't do everything well. And, you know, ask them, what's the solution? Come to me with the solution. Think of three things that might work. And, you know, that employee might go, well, you know, we need a website. And, you know, they may be the ones that think of all the great ideas. But sometimes you have to be upfront as well and tell them that, and I had to do this before, and people quit, and I was glad, and I'll tell you why, it made it a lot easier. But when I went into practice as a consultant, you know, the times are tough for everyone, and we are looking at this practice to develop solutions, and you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution, and it's up to you to step it up, to give us 150%, to be here every day, to do your job. And if you can't, then it might be time for you to seek employment elsewhere.